The towers. Among the buildings at the entrance to the other side, rising majestically behind the white marble triumvirate of the Hall of Wisdom, the Hall of Records, and the Hall of Justice, sit two identical monoliths called the towers. Hushed waterfalls glisten down their massive facades of blue glass, misting the forest of jasmine, whose scent leads the way to their etched golden doors. The locals of home revere the towers as sites of unparalleled serenity for study, meditation, and reunions with astral travelers from Earth. The natural atmospheric light on the other side is an eternal, achingly beautiful pastel of pinks, violets, and greens. Filtered through the tower's blue glass walls, that light becomes so exceptionally potent with God's love that these two beautiful buildings are largely devoted to the most challenging healing the spirits at home ever face. There are spirits whose circumstances at death were too extreme for the more traditional procedures of orientation or cocooning to help and heal them. Through no fault of their own, these spirits arrive on the other side desperately disoriented or deranged, and they can't experience the peace of home until they've been deprogrammed back to their rightful sanity and identity. POWs who died in captivity after being brainwashed and tortured, many Holocaust victims, some of the most severe casualties of Alzheimer's and other diseases that deeply affect the mind, Joan of Arc, interestingly, all who were robbed of their ability to understand who and where they were when they died are taken immediately from the other side's entrance to the sacred embrace of the towers. They're escorted there by their spirit guide and usually a close loved one as well, both of whom stay with them throughout their recovery. The deprogramming process within the towers is really just a highly sophisticated version of the deprogramming process on Earth. The most brilliant minds in the field, as well as the finest psychiatrists and physicians the world has ever known, attend each spirit with techniques we have yet to be infused with here on Earth, while loved ones and angels gather to lend their divine support. The spirit's earthly birthplace, or childhood home, or some other site of happy familiarity is recreated. Therapists telepathically relate stories from the spirit's past lives on Earth and at home. Loved ones travel from every corner of the other side to lend shared stories of their own, and all the while the ailing spirit lies still, basking in that amazing, healing, pastel light, pouring in through blue glass walls. The treatment continues for as long as it's needed. It ends only when the spirits have regained total recall of their own identity, the lifetime they've just completed, all the lives that preceded that one, and the sacred significance of being home again. Only then can the eternal journey of their soul continue intact, and only then do they emerge from the towers and resume their busy lives on the other side. Obviously, we all pray for ecstatic trips home for ourselves and our loved ones. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen, but I believe it's essential to focus on what does always happen. All spirits who make it to the other side, no matter what their circumstance when they died on Earth, are immediately embraced and brilliantly cared for until they're fully restored, thriving, and filled with the safe, blissful ecstasy of being home again in their Father's arms.